life. Happy Monday. I'm Christian, your host of the Disruptive Chef Show. I'm excited to share with you today doing the podcast. Now, I think we just have 100 episodes, the things I've learned. So today I will share with you the top things I have learned doing my own podcast. Hello, Christian here, the Disruptive Chef Entrepreneur host. I'm excited to be here. Beautiful Monday morning. And I have been on a few live events and podcasts over the last few weeks, and I thought it would be really great to talk about the 10 things I have learned doing my own podcast. And before we get started, I need to give you a little bit of backstory. So for me, we've been doing a few different things, and we're trying to create a online platform. We have some training materials out there. We have a few programs to help the industry. We have a mastermind. We have a nonprofit we call the Culinary Leadership Academy. And we all do all of these things for the industry. And I happen to be on a call, actually on a podcast, with Sean Walshef. So if you haven't done so, check him out. Amazing. He is the barbecue media guy out of California. Amazing human being. So he said to me, Christian, in order for you to get your name out there, I think you should have a podcast. You know, you know a lot about the industry, being in this for 35 years. And then also he said, there's some really cool things you probably could share. And a lot of listeners would be benefiting from learning some of my experiences and what it took for me to do what we do today. And for me, I'm an action taker. So if somebody tells me something and I really find a lot of value in this, I will act on it right away. And we had this conversation on Thursday. On Monday, we had our first episode. And doing my very first episode was rough. The sound from my guest didn't work 100%. We have this humming sound in the background. It was rough. And for me, I don't like the way I look on camera. I don't like the way I sounded. I don't think this is ever going to change. But for me, it was like, I wanted to come across sincere and I wanted to bring value to you, the listener. And so we had to narrow down the niche. So step number one, you need to have a niche. And we totally overthought that. It doesn't need to be that complicated. And for us creating that niche, it was great to do the niche. Again, for us, I think we overthought it and we made it way too complicated because it didn't need to be that complicated. And for us, we wanted to do something around the culinary industry. So it was fairly simple that we wanted to do something with food or with chefs. And for me, the people which know me, I wrote now a little bit over 30 books. And for me, I always want to disrupt the industry of culinary with bringing different expertise, which are involved in the food industry, but really are not, but which could provide some new insights, basically, to the listener and to the industry. So we call that the Disruptive Chef Podcast. We have a program called The Disruptive Chef. I have a book out, what is called From Chef to Entrepreneur. So it kind of makes sense to do this. So now for you, if you started out, you know, it's really important to find that angle or niche of podcasting, which is you. And for me, doing this, and, you know, after the first few shows, we says, I think that is us. And we're still refining, we're still making it better. So number one, get really clear or find your niche. The second one is probably, for me, the right equipment does matter. And so I ask a few of my podcast friends, what do you use? Oh, they use this microphone. So I use this microphone and they use this boom arm. Okay. I do this boom arm. And so we have this thing set up, and actually this is thanks to my team. They have designed the background and everything else. They're doing an amazing job with us. Make it really simple, because I also found if you really go down that rabbit hole of equipment, there's so much stuff out there. There's so much, I don't want to say misinformation, but just so much information out there. I wanted to keep it simple. I'm a big believer that complexity is the enemy of execution. Don't make it too hard. Just do something. So we decided on this format. I'm a big fan of Rode and what they stand for. So I have a Rodecaster Pro. I run the sound through. This is a Rode mic. And then I run everything through an ATEM Mini to kind of bring it together. Super simple. If I can do it, anybody can do it. So for me, this is how I started out. Around the right equipment. So, and you probably, for me, I'm a stickler. I want to make sure sound quality is great because I want it to be a good experience for you, the listener. And I also want to make sure that there's no hissing sounds or anything in the background, because again, for me, I'm doing this for you and I want to make sure it's a good experience for you. So that brings me to number three, editing. And I tried editing, and I'm not good at it. I suck at editing. So we don't edit. This is, we take one take, we go live on purpose, we do it live, and it is what it is. And that's became our thing. If my dog, which happens to sleep over there, barks, you will hear it. And so there's a few other things we can do to kind of muffle some of the sounds and some other stuff, but we don't edit. It is what it is. And my team does really amazing thumbnails, and they have that dialed down really easy in how to make it consistently and give us a look of a brand. Number four for me, I believe, is the biggest one. And Sean does amazing work on it. And also Canada's restaurant guy, if you haven't checked out Jay, check out Jay. He does amazing work because consistency is key. So our podcast started out that we did Mondays and Thursdays, and we have two amazing guests. If you don't have guests, I come on like we do today and I share some of my experiences. I don't share stuff I read about. I'm sharing things I learned and I had to do what we do here today. So consistency is key. So decide which days works for you and be consistent. We come on 1 p.m. Eastern time on Monday and Thursday. Then I made some friends in this industry, and Monte Silva, for example, him and I have a show on Mondays at 3 p.m. And then on Tuesday, we're doing a little bit of business tip Tuesday after things we learned. We're doing a little other motivational stuff. We push out their short videos. And then on Tuesday or Wednesday, depends on what we have the Disruptive Chef Club. And then from there, we're talking about my newest book, for an example, on how to get from chef to entrepreneur and how to create a brand around the chef. And we have this whole chef theme stuff we're pushing out there. Please, if you haven't done so, check it out. It's really key. So for us, it started out, it was easy the first few times, but then, you know, life gets in the way and you get busy and you travel. So how do we do it consistently? So consistency is key. And for us, we want to bring good value content to our listeners every Mondays and Thursdays. Number five is engage the audience. And that's something we need to still and will still improve, because by engagement, I want to make say, hey, there's a Q&A segment, what we do. We give some shout outs like we did for Sean Walshef, Jay the restaurant guy, or Monte Silva, or you know, Scott, which just really some great, amazing, great people we have partnered. So we give shout outs all the time. We also incorporate feedback. There was a few of our segments we did where you guys asked questions and we answered those questions. And finally, we created a private community around it, which we call the Disruptive Chef Club. So if you haven't done so, check it out. And there we kind of run some things by them. We give them some new books, all the stuff which we push out in the marketplace. They get ahead of time, 30, 60, 90 day look on that before it hits the market, because we want to reward them with some new and current stuff, because being part of our private community. So engage the audience. Number six, marketing your podcast. And for me, I learned a lot from Sean. I'm a big fan of modeling. So if somebody does something consistently and it engages you and it gets your attention, let's do something similar. Let's find our brand, let's follow us and follow the same format. And for us, it's been working really well. And what we also found that from a marketing side, you know, Instagram is a really good hit for us, and then TikTok. So those are the two where we specialize on it. We have a YouTube channel this also streams into. We haven't done a lot with YouTube yet, but TikTok Facebook and Instagram are where we're going out there with our marketing. So choose one or two channels. We also learned that and go all in on that. And those what we currently do. Number seven is guest selection. So for me, I sat down, I wrote down 100 names of people I wanted to have on the show. And then we reach out to them. And as we reach out, we send them a little blip of, hey, this is what we want to talk about. I think this is what you do amazingly well. Would you be willing to share this with my audience? And so for us, we want to make sure that any guest is memorable, that we have a engaging dialogue, and that you guys as the listener learn a lot. So that's how we selected our guest, and that's been working for us. There is a downside of doing it the way we did it. We reach out to people all the time. Sometimes, you know, emails get into spam. Sometimes we book somebody and then things cancel. So you need to be flexible around that. And if there's a better way, we will share this, but that's how we currently doing it. Number eight is learning from mistakes. And our first episode, I told you that the sound wasn't great. So we tweaked the sound. The second episode, we had this background noise. We found out what it was. We fixed that. We also fixed some of our backdrops. We fixed lighting. And for us, I don't want to call it a mistake, but we wanted to make it as great of an experience as we can. We wanted to be educational, also easy to look at. So learn from mistake. And for me, the very first one, because we are doing it live without editing, at one point, I think the sound cut out and it was me. I thought it was the system. I just clicked the wrong button. So I had to learn a little bit around that. So for me, learn from your mistake to make your podcast better, because I think that's what we should do with everything. So for me, when I cook and there's a mistake, I don't look at it as a mistake. I look at it as an opportunity to learn. Let's learn something new. Let's make sure we make it better. And somehow let's track it, see how the new stuff is working. And it's been successful for us. And then we talk briefly about community, and that's my number nine, the importance of community. So we're building this community. My thing is chefs, anybody in the culinary industry, anybody in the, you know, not just support system around the culinary. So anything's culinary is our community. And we support them with free content. If you go to my website, we give away free eBooks all the time. My goal is to write a really great eBook every month. So we have 5, I believe, currently out there. There's some more coming. So we want to make sure that it's really super important for us to include the community and give as much stuff back. And when we give information back, I want to share my journey. And I do this a lot because I want you guys, if you want to do what I do, learn from that. I also include support. You know, this is how we can support you. We have guests on which give some really amazing advice. And then also our community, we want to make sure that there's collaborations happening. And I feel that's the way to grow our show. So that's my number nine. And number 10 is looking ahead. And for me, we started this as we started out. This is our 100 guest. And I think this weird episode, we have 4 months now and we do like 6 episodes a week. So we probably had about 100 so far. I need to keep track, by the way. I need to make myself a note on that. I'm going back, reflecting back on the goals we had, why we started these discussions. Are we still relevant within what we do? We want to make sure that you as the listener can grow with us through this process and that we consistently give great quality content, free content to you guys at this point, so we can help you to get where you want to go. Because my goal is to arm chefs, and the reason we're doing this is I want to arm chefs with a different point of view. And we do this via this medium, where chefs have a different point of view and get some different perspective from different people to make different choices. Because when you start listening to different people, you will take different actions. If you take different actions, you get different outcomes. And if you have different outcomes, you have a whole different life, career, or business. And that's why we do what we do. And for me, with the mastermind and going back why we started this, we had that mastermind group and we did it totally backwards. You're supposed to do the podcast first. So we totally screwed up. I've been blogging consistently. Now we moved to a video format. And for me, I'm going back. I wanted to do this because the industry needs a cheerleader. And for me, I'm comfortable with doing this and sharing my content out there, because it's not, again, as we talked earlier, this is not about something I read about or heard from somebody else. What I'm sharing here is the things I went through to get to where I am today. And those are the things I had to overcome to get to where I am today. Some days it's easier than others. Some days we struggle. And I share this with you guys because I want you to know doing something different is hard. It's not hard from a work perspective. It's getting yourself to do something else. Because as chefs, we felt we are just chefs and we can't do anything else. And that's absolutely not true. As chefs, we have so many transferable skills. And sometimes it takes somebody who sees in you what we don't see in ourselves. And you hear me say this all the time, because we all need somebody. We all need a cheerleader. We all need somebody that gives us new perspective. We all need somebody who holds us to account. And that's what we're doing with this. If you want to try something new, don't be a dabbler. Finish it. If you try something new, make sure you share it with somebody who can hold you accountable, because we will do more for others than we do for ourselves. So it's really important to follow those simple, simple steps. As we said in the beginning, complexity is the enemy of execution. We want you to do something and have an amazing result doing it. So for that, I want to say thanks for being here today. Hour 10, going back, find a niche, something you're passionate about and can talk about for hours. The right equipment doesn't matter. You could make it as simple as you want. We don't have a fancy studio. I don't have a lot of fancy stuff. We kept it really, really simple. Editing, we need to get better at it. Our thumbnails, I think, look amazing from my team. But right now, we're shooting raw. This is what it is. Consistency is key. And make sure people know about your podcast. So put out some kind of form of marketing information. Then also, make sure the guests fit. What do you want to do? Learn from your mistakes, grow and support your community, and keep doing it all over again. We want to make sure, does this equipment grow with us? Does our audience grow with us? So for us, this is the 10 steps we follow, and I have learned doing my own podcast. So if you haven't done so, please join the Disruptive Chef community. You go to disruptivechef.club. It's a really cool community where you can ask questions, you ask for advice, just a really good group of people. And we give them new content every week. We have separate emails we send out to them and invite them to new events. So if you haven't done so, go to Disruptive Chef Entrepreneurs, and we would be excited to have you there. So with that, you know, stay engaged, fire up your kitchen, be the chef who sets the world on fire. Because if you're not doing it, who is going to do it? So with that, I will say thanks for being here on this beautiful Monday. We see you guys on Thursday.